Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Fact, Fiction, or Bullshit. Or for all my new listeners out there, the FFB podcast for short. Hi, my name is PJ, and every episode we will delve into the unknown, look at the history, the facts, the theories, and conspiracies, then ultimately decide fact, fiction, or bullshit. So, where to start on this one? With everything going on in the world at the moment, it's hard to believe that the world is still standing. I mean, just look at the cold hard facts. You have Russia at war with the Ukraine. And if Russia do come out on top in that conflict, you know they will try and move on to other countries. Then you have the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, saying that this year China will liberate Taiwan. What that means, no one knows, but let's assume the worst and just say another war. And it will be because Taiwan don't want any of it. Then you have Israel at war with not only Hamas, but other militia groups that are all backed by Iran. How many wars do we want on this planet at any given time? You know at one point NATO or the United States are going to step in. Then you have the US and the UK dropping bombs on the Houthi rebels. We are as close now to World War III than we ever have been. And you know what, ladies, gents and people, me just thinking about that has given me goosebumps. Third week into the new year and I'm already talking about World War III. Now, seeing as I'm the bringer of good tides, let's get onto other things that are happening all over the world. With the hottest year on record, it seems like this planet has had enough. With earthquakes getting stronger and more plentiful, from the one that happened in Turkey and Syria killing up to 55,000 people, to another earthquake in Morocco killing an estimated nearly 3,000 people. Ladies, gents and people, the list seems endless. And whilst doing my research, Japan as of this morning has just been hit by a massive earthquake and now has the possibility of a tsunami. This then leads me onto the flooding that has happened as well in Libya and Italy too. Yet more deaths. Then you have the various tropical storms, cyclones and tornadoes happening all over the world that just seem to be getting larger and more powerful than anything we've ever experienced before. Just look at Cyclone Gabrielle, which was the worst storm to hit New Zealand in over a century. If you think that's it, there's more. Even the volcanoes are erupting, and as I'm speaking now, there is a volcano in Grindavik, Iceland that has had its second volcanic eruption in less than a month. It seems to me like this planet has had enough of us. But let's get back to the hottest year on record. With that heat comes fire. With a year of persistent wildfires, the first one that comes to mind is the one that happened in Greece. This was the largest single wildfire recorded within the European Union since the European Forest and Fire Information System started keeping records. It was that bad that they carried out the biggest evacuation ever seen on the island of Rhodes. These fires were out of control, so much so that had to draft in other firefighters from all around the world. Then you have the Maui fires in Hawaii, which are absolutely catastrophic. And this is the one I'm going to delve into in a minute. But where am I going with all this, you might ask? With a possible World War III on the horizon, in a year where natural disasters set a new precedent, do the elite know something we don't? Do they know if war is coming? Do they know of an impending disaster that's going to send us back to the Ice Age? Could we be invaded by aliens and wiped out? Who knows? But what I do know is that all these people, and I mean the rich and the powerful by the way, are building secret underground bunkers and at a rate. But why? All this will get the FFB treatment as per usual. As we know, the fires in Maui were absolutely catastrophic. They destroyed pretty much everything, from people's lives, to homes, to people's livelihoods. But why have I picked this one specifically to look into? With all that I've already talked about, why this one? It's because this one has come with a ton of conspiracy theories attached to it, and this is why I just had to look into it. The fires in Maui began on August 8th of 2023 and claimed at least 100 lives and also destroying at least 2,000 properties. This made this the deadliest wildfire in the United States this century. Authorities do not know the cause of this fire and no one has been charged with the setting of the fire deliberately. So where's the conspiracy then? One of the first ones for me that come to light was the fact that this fire was started deliberately and by the United States government using a DEW, which for all you don't know is a direct energy weapon. Now I looked into these, and these weapons not only exist, but are already being used not only by the United States, but by many other countries throughout the world. When I first looked, I was expecting to see laser beams like I would if I was watching Star Wars, but this is not the case. You can't see these beams. This weapon is totally undetectable, and they can be fired from what I read from a range of about 60 miles away. So you can see why this theory is being put around the internet quite a lot. But that then begs the question, why though? From everything that I've read and seen on various social media platforms, the common theory is this was done as a land grab. The area that was hit was what you'd call a desirable place to live, where the rich and famous would all love to be. However, this area was owned all by the native people of Hawaii, and they liked it there, and they absolutely had no desire to leave or sell up. Now you can see where I'm going with this, right, ladies, gents and people? People might say I'm crazy, but what if I told you that all the water to the area was turned off just before the fires hit? This is a fact too, people. Then there's the fact, and I use that word fact again, and that not one alarm was sounding warning these people that the fires were coming. This is coming from an island that has tropical storms and hurricanes. All this infrastructure is already in place. I just want to know why it wasn't used then. People might say I'm looking far too much into it, but I've seen videos of residents saying that this fire was set deliberately. That this is their land, but because it's deemed a natural disaster, it now goes into the hands of the government, and they can do as they please with it, stripping people of everything they own. I've heard other things about how they wanted to turn this land into a futuristic smart city, forcing people to live there where their freedom will be curtailed by advanced technologies, and I can only assume they mean AI. But for me, I don't think that this is the case. I think it's a land grab. I mean, you only got to look at Oprah Winfrey, who owns 870 acres of land there, and she's looking at buying more. What better way to get your hands on it and not have to pay market value, and also not have to deal with the people who don't want to sell? Whether it be her or some other billionaire doing this, this would be the way to go. But for me, and this leads me on to the next part of this podcast, do you know who else owns land in Hawaii? Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook and Meta. It's on a different island, but it's all about what he's building there. As you all know that these people are the elite, what if Oprah Winfrey is doing the same as him? Buying up all the land so she can also build the same thing. And that is a secret underground bunker. Zuckerberg bought a 1,400 acre ranch on the Kauai Island, and in the last few years he's started a major construction project on the island. And of course all the workers have had to sign NDAs about the project, keeping it secret from the outside world. But like all things construction wise, they all need permits and planning documents, which are all available to the general public to view. So what's he building then? He's building a massive estate with at least a dozen buildings. This estate will also have a 5,000 square foot subterranean bunker hidden underneath it, with what appears to be a blast resistant door on the bunker's entrance. This estate will have its own energy and food supplies, and with an estate that size he can store the lot. All the buildings are connected by an underground network of tunnels. The thing is though, he is not the only one doing this. Frank Vandersloot, who is also another billionaire might I add, has built the same sort of thing and on the same island. And when I said other people are or have their own private bunkers, I'm talking about people like Elon Musk, Taylor Swift, Beyonce and Jay-Z, and the former president Barack Obama, but to name a few. In the last year alone, another 15 billionaires have all started their own projects constructing these underground bunkers, and that all of them have a finish date of before winter 2024. Even Joe Biden has gotten in on the act. Biden applied for a permit to build a top secret retaining wall at his Delaware property. These are only applied for if you want a vault door like you would get on a bank, or on an underground bunker. My question to you, ladies, gents and people, is what do they know that we don't? And for me, that terrifies me. The thing is, when people of this power and wealth start doing stuff like this, you sit up and think, why the hell are they doing this? It gets every scenario in your mind going. With the land included, the average cost of a bunker is around 200 million. I know they're billionaires, but that's a lot of coinage to drop for a just in case. You don't build all that infrastructure and get all supplies in for a maybe. What could they be prepping for? Nuclear war? Aliens? Natural disaster? The collapse of society? Are they that scared that we as a people uprise and turn humanity on its head? Told you I was the bearer of great news, ladies, gents and people. So, what next? Is this the end of the world as we know it? With everything that's going on in this world at the moment, you wouldn't be surprised, would you? Or are we that close to something happening that would change every person's mindset on this planet? Sort of like an awakening. Something that would scare every powerful and wealthy person on this planet. For me, I don't think it'd be a nuclear war or natural disaster that would cause this sort of panic. And by panic, I mean by building these massive bunkers. Imagine aliens landed in your garden. You invite them in and explain that you work all year to pay for food, water, utilities and taxes. They then tell you they've given your government and tech companies the information to be able to do all that, but for nothing. Clean, renewable and free. You're going to lose your mind a bit. And I just think it would be an uprising, and that would scare all these wealthy and powerful people, hence the bunkers. For me, it's going to be hard to give this subject the FFB treatment, but facts are there are some terrible things happening on this earth at the moment, whether it be war or natural disasters, and then when you hear of multiple billionaires all building bunkers, does not matter who you are or what you believe in, you're going to ask that question that we should all be asking. Why are they building them? Me personally, I just hope they're wrong. Wow, what an episode. It really does get the mind thinking. What would you do if you heard the 4-minute warning? Would you even know what it sounded like? What would you do? Run? Hide? Pray? It's not a fun scenario to think about unless you're a member of the super rich or have a bunker in your back garden. I just want to say thank you for all the continued support. It really means so much to me. Remember, if you like the show, share it with somebody. I just want to make this podcast as big as it can be. Also, if you can give me a follow, that would be great also on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts. So ladies, gents and people, look after yourselves and each other. And until next time.